Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank those joining us both on the radio side of our program, as well as tuning in through our good friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Candace Bell is making her first appearance on our program. She's celebrating the release of her brand new album this year called My Love Song to You. It's a fascinating look, I think, not only as a love letter to God, but also, of course, showing his many blessings as well. You'll found great songs on there, such as Joy, Peace, and Happiness, Sunday Morning, and one that you'll be hearing here called Love Song. We're going to talk to Candace not only about the album, but what it's been like for her to see the way that people like you are responding to it. Candace, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be on here, and I'm so excited to be talking to you, Cyrus. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Really enjoyed the single as well as the album. For myself, Candace, I got it on Amazon.com. We'll be reminding our listeners a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. You know, the great thing about music these days is that within one click, like Amazon has it, you can very easily get music and be able to share it. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have been responding to the music?
It's you know, very humbling. My main mission is I just want to touch people's lives. And when I hear people tell me that the song helped them, or that I have people tell me, I listen to that song every day. It helps me start my day off. It's very humbling, and it's very just a great feeling to know that you're helping someone, you know, helping to brighten their day. And it's just a great feeling. It's very, for me, it's just mainly humbling, and it just opens my eyes just to see that I am making a difference.
Right. Well, you know, I have to say, in this song, Love Song, that we're going to be hearing, you know, you almost, I mean, it's so intimate, it's so personal.
It is.
And so powerful, and there's so much in there that I think our listeners will get. Have you always had that type of relationship with God, or when did you first realize that type of intimate relationship where you could say anything, when did you first realize that was possible?
To be completely honest with you, it was, I did another album before this. Mm-hmm. And it was titled Unconditional. It was my first album, and, you know, needless to say, I was very disappointed because I worked really hard on it. It was still a great product, but it just didn't really go anywhere. So I kind of got out of the field for a second. I got so discouraged. Mm-hmm. So I just started concentrating on other things. And then one day, you know, I was listening to the song Yes by Shekinah Glory. Mm-hmm. And that's when, it, you know, the song says, there is more than I require of thee, and that song just really ministered to me, and I just kind of poured, that's when I kind of, you know, just poured my heart out. And, you know, everyone's been through things in their lives. There's some things that I've been through, things I'm not proud of, things that are out of my control, but that's, you know, that's what really shaped my relationship with some of the mistakes that I have made, and just to see how far I've come and how I was given a second chance, just like all of us were. So it's just,
right.
You know, and waking up every day, that's great. And, you know, I try to be very mindful of the small things, you know, not just material things, but just, you know, if you have your health, I was just talking about that today, like, if you have your health, you just have everything. You know, I'm healthy,
right.
I have a family that loves me, I have, you know, I have a son, I have a husband, I have a great mom, I just have a great family, you know. That's what really, just waking up every day and seeing the brand new grace and mercy is what brought me here and brought me to that relationship, you know, and just seeing, you know, that we were spared by grace.
Right. You know, what you said is so important, Candace, for a couple of reasons. One, there's somebody out there who believes because of something they've done or something that's been, you know, happened to them, that it has put them in a place where God cannot reach them. But I think the thing that I have really realized this year, I think, and it's something that, you know, God's Word tells us all the time, is that He never leaves us. He's waiting on us.
No.
Realize that He's
exactly.
Right there. And so when you hear a song like Love Song, when you hear a song, another powerful one that I think is on the project, Breaking Free, when you hear a song like that, you know, it really helps you to understand that really, you know, we have Him cheering for us. So when you realize that and you're able to share that, how does that make you feel that you're able to help liberate somebody else just through those words?
Because some people don't have anyone to do that for them.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm happy to do that. And like I said, just very humbling because luckily I had a great, you know, rearing. I have a great family, but some people really don't have anybody to encourage them and to help them see their way. And it's a lot of people like that, you know, they'll kick them down before they help them up.
Yeah.
So it's just really humbling to me. And, like, everybody's made mistakes. And that's what the song says, you know, no matter how much I let you down, you never turn your back on me.
Right.
I'm sure we've all had friends, even family members, acquaintances, that, you know, have literally done that because of one mistake. Or they hold it against you and they hold it over your head. They bring up stuff from years ago, but he never does that. And that's what's so great about, you know, the song. It just really reminds us, like you said, it's very intimate. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's every time I listen to it, it ministers to me as well.
Yes, I'm sure it does with other people as well. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with recording artist Candace Bell. We're talking to her not only about her newest project that I think really speaks to all of our heart. It's simply called My Love Song to You, but also we're talking about her own journey, what it's been like for her to be able to realize for herself that God is right there for her, waiting for her, as he is for all of us, and that he's there for us for whatever we need. You know, the other thing that I think is so important that you mentioned, and that is that all of us go through something, Candace. All
oh, yeah.
of us have gone through something. But I think the important thing is sometimes we can, and I think this is really, you know, one of the biggest tricks of the enemy, is to try to make us feel as though we've gone so far, you know, that we're unworthy of love. And that's why I like this album, because it really helps us understand and to realize that being with God is really like being in the ultimate relationship.
Yes.
You know, just like you said, you know, people can let us down, family can let us down, but he never lets us down. How does that help you even through the disappointing times? How does that help you during those times?
You know what? And it helps me because it also, when he doesn't turn his back, he sends people our way that he knows that we need in our lives to do. I have a great family and friends. I have a very good support system. So, for example, this past, when I did my album release concert at the end of July, and, you know, you're in this business. It was like something was going wrong every day. I had people that were very close to me that were down-talking the project and, you know, that didn't really believe in it. So
yeah.
When I listened to that song and, you know, especially Breaking Free and especially Love Song, like, that you never turn your back on me, you know, he sends people our way, too,
yeah.
You know. They may not be in your life forever, but there's people that are sending your life for a season to do specific things,
exactly.
And they have specific tasks. So that's, you know, that just always reminds me, you know, that's why we have our parents and our siblings and, you know, friends and family, because, you know, they're a reflection of him as well.
Exactly. That is so true. So let's talk about the end of that. I mentioned, you know, one of the great things about the way the world is now, that we don't have to wait, you know, to be able to have to get in the car, drive to the store, get the albums. Now, of course,
no.
We can legally be able to get music online, you know, and be able to enjoy it that way and support the artist. You have been able to connect with your, you know, with your fans online. I noticed even when I was prepping for this segment, Candace, you were posting about other interviews, you know, that you've had, other radio stations that are supporting you. How has that helped you to be able to have the world at your fingertips, be able to share your message, to share your music with a few clicks?
Because you can do it so quickly. Also, I think it kind of gets like a personal view of you because, you know, on my social media, I talk about everything. I talk about, you know, I try to be very personal with my fans because, and just with people, because I'm a person, everyone's a person, and, you know, you just, I don't want to say it again, but you want to, you know, kind of portray that you're a real person.
Right.
And that
right.
You really do want to, you know, you really do want to touch people's lives. But it's great because, you know, people can keep up with me anywhere. I can keep up with you anywhere. I have people, you know, across the globe that I can keep up with at any time. And it just makes it very easy for people that they do need that quick, you know, reminder of who he is. And they do need to hear Love Songs. They don't have to, you know, go out, drive to the store or go to a specific place. They can get it right there on their phone.
Right.
I know I'm allowing my phone for a lot. So
yeah.
I do everything on my phone. So they can get on their phone, their iPad, their laptop, you know. We're a very technology-savvy society. So,
exactly.
You know, it makes it great when you can just have it right there at your fingertips and you don't have to wait.
There you go. It's very true. And you've been able to use it in great ways. Hundreds stay connected with you through Instagram. Hundreds stay with you on Facebook, you know, being able to be able to see everything
yes.
that you're doing, including this conversation. So we appreciate you sharing that. And,
yes.
and that brings us back to the song that we've been talking about, Candace, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, and that is the song Love Song. For those who have not
yes.
heard the song, here is the single. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with our final moments with Candace right after this. Project out this year called My Love Song to You. We've actually been speaking with Candace not only about the album, but what it's been like for her to be able to share the message with the world and to see the way that people are responding. Do you see this whole album really as, you know, and I even said this, I think, to a friend of mine, Candace, it's almost like a musical thank you to God, that this is your way of kind of thanking God through song.
It is, and it's kind of, you know, a way of me thanking him also for, you know, giving me the gift. Everybody has a gift, but I'm thankful that he told me to do this because, you know, we're all here for a purpose. And it's
right.
just, you know, I like to do my. You know, when you're going through stuff, you want to hear songs that are going to uplift you and get you in a thankful attitude. So that's what this album is all about. I really want to help people. I want them to see that, you know, you're not alone. You have a God that loves you, and that's more than enough. And I think this album really gets you in a thankful attitude. You know, we can all find something to complain about every second of the day if we look. But right. this just really gives you a, it just gives you a thankful attitude and a thankful and grateful spirit.
So true. So true. Again, everyone, Candace Bell has been our guest. The album that we've been listening to here is available for you guys right now, My Love Song to You. Make sure you guys are also staying connected with Candace. She has a great website. It's www.iamcandacebell.com. And Candace is spelled with a K, K-A-N-D-I-C-E, bell.com is where you guys can be able to find her. Once you go to the site, of course, you can see where you can buy the songs on iTunes. Our partner here, of course, is Amazon.com. So you can also go over to Amazon. And the website will also keep you posted on what's coming up next for Candace as well. Candace, congratulations to you on not
so
only
much,
the album, but also on the message as well. And we look forward to staying connected with you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, we'll definitely make it happen. Again, make sure you guys go ahead and pick up the album for yourself. Again, My Love Song to You by Candace Bell. And then, of course, make sure you tell your friends about it as well. And then Candace is, I should also say, on social media as well. She's on Facebook and Twitter. You guys can find her there. We actually tagged her on our pages. We'll be giving those out here in a moment. If you guys did come in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast just about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. As I said, we tagged Candace on both places. I want to thank our good friend Vernice Watson, of course, at the Artist Company for setting up this conversation. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.